From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Good Friday. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the state is not ready to ease social distancing guidelines. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, President Donald Trump released a new plan last night to return America to normal.
Trump's plan to reopen America has several phases and relies on states having data about cases, healthcare capacity, and the ability to trace how the virus spreads. After touring a 200-person hospital built in the Georgia World Congress Center, Governor Brian Kemp says Georgia's not quite there yet.
You know, to me, I wish the peak was now and we'd be moving on the other side. So when it moves out, it's a little disappointing. But on the other hand, every time the model moves further out, the numbers get better for our bed capacity.
Kemp says right now, most hospitals are still under capacity as some projections peg the worst of COVID-19 to come the first week in May. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Meanwhile, the Georgia mayor at the center of the most intense viral outbreak in the state says he hopes Governor Brian Kemp will defer to local leaders. GPB's Grant Blankenship has this story.
Albany Mayor Beau Dura enacted a shelter-in-place order well before Governor Kemp enacted one for the entire state. And he still wishes he was free under state law to be more strict than the governor. So Dura says he hopes as Kemp considers how to ease Georgia out of lockdown, the governor listens carefully to local political leaders. He says, for instance, look at Southwest Georgia, where per capita infections are among the worst in the world.
You go over to Waynesboro and Jessup, and they've got 4 and 5 confirmed cases in the county. It's not a time to say restrictions are being lifted throughout the state.
Dura says while he's encouraged to know the main hospital in Albany is taking in fewer COVID-19 patients than they're releasing, he's aware that 2 and 3 counties away, communities might still be nearing the peak of their infections. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Sports fans the world over are getting restless without events to attend or watch online. The Georgia Bulldogs have put together a digital alternative to keep fans connected. As GPB's Matt Stewart explains, tomorrow is the team's annual G-Day game in Athens.
It will be a virtual G-Day game. Instead of 90,000 fans watching the Bulldogs' annual spring football game at Sanford Stadium in Athens, the Dogs' big win over Notre Dame during the 2019 season will be rebroadcast on SEC Network. The twist, UGA coach Kirby Smart will interact with fans during the telecast using his Twitter account. Alan Thomas is the school's associate athletic director for external operations.
We think fantastic content and an opportunity for fans to connect really with the program in a time when there's just not a lot of ways to connect.
If all goes as planned, the Bulldogs will connect with fans in person on September 7th when they play their season opener against Virginia in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Matt Stewart, GPB News.
And the University of Georgia's football video coordinator, Jeremy Klosky, received a hero's celebration yesterday after recovering from his 5-week battle with COVID-19. Head coach Kirby Smart was among those hundreds on hand at Piedmont Athens Regional Medical Center to cheer the dismissal of the 32-year-old. Klosky exited the facility in a wheelchair wearing a mask. A new Global Health Crisis Coordination Center opened yesterday in Atlanta.
So if there was an emergency where we had to move water, Coca-Cola can help with that. Home Depot, if we're moving a product in case there's a hurricane.
Hear my conversation with the executive director of the new Global Health Crisis Coordination Center. It's up online at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.